For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. You've certainly heard the music of Leonard Cohen. Songs like Famous Blue Raincoat, Bird on a Wire, Hallelujah are just some of the songs that he wrote that are now standards of modern music. But if you haven't seen or heard Leonard Cohen in a while, you're not alone. Until now. At age 74, the brilliant poet and songwriter is back and singing better and deeper than ever. Leonard Cohen performed at New York City's Beacon Theater, and we have 12 songs from that concert on the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast. Here's one song from that show that really knocked me out when I was there. It's called So Long, Marianne.
Won't you come over to the window, my little darling? I'd like to try to read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. Well, you know that I really like to live with you. Forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray. We were almost young, down by the green lilac park. You held on to me like I was a crucifix as we went kneeling through the dark. About it all again. All your letters, yes, they say that you're beside me now. Then how come I feel all alone? I'm standing on this ledge and you're fine. Spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. So long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry, laugh about it all. Such a pretty one. I see you've gone, change your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, so long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh, cry.
That's Leonard Cohen live from the Beacon Theater in New York City. Special thanks to MSG Entertainment and the Beacon Theater for making all this possible. We move now to a concert at a synagogue here in Washington, D.C., and from the bass voice of Leonard Cohen to the alto of Anthony. Anthony and the Johnsons performed at the 6th and I Synagogue, just a few blocks from NPR here in Washington, D.C. We'll have audio from the entire concert online for you very soon. This concert begins a partnership with NPR Music and Pitchfork TV. And so on Wednesday, the 4th of March, you'll be able to watch parts of the Anthony and the Johnsons concert on Pitchfork TV at pitchfork.com. We'll be working together to find other concerts by our favorite artists. We'll record them. They'll film it. Now to Anthony and the Johnsons and an old favorite, Fistful of Love.
All right. Where are we headed? Transcendentalism or masochism? I've reached a fork in the road. Oh, masochism. Okay, let's go. No? We live together in a photograph of time. I look into your eyes and the sea opens up to me. I tell you I love you. And I always will. And I know that you can't tell me devotion. So I'm left to pick up the hints, the little symbols of your devotion. And I feel your fists. And I know it's out of love. I accept the nature of this love. I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion. Oh, I accept and I collect upon my body the memories of your devotion. And I feel your fears, your fears. And I know it's out of love. And I feel the wind. And I know.
Anthony and the Johnsons from a concert at the 6th and I Synagogue in Washington, D.C. You can hear the entire concert online at nprmusic.org and on the All Songs Considered Concert podcast. In addition, you can also watch songs from this concert on Wednesday, the 4th of March at Pitchfork TV at pitchfork.com. So, if you're a longtime fan of the show, you may have heard me tell this story, but I'll tell it again. Last year in Austin, Texas, at the South by Southwest Music Festival, I went with my colleague Stephen Thompson to hear Laura Gibson. The sound was so bad, the crowd was so loud, that we couldn't even hear Laura. So, we invited her to play a quiet, intimate concert at my desk. So began our Tiny Desk Concert Series. In the spirit of supporting shy and quiet performers, we invited Tom Jones to play my desk. Yep, that Tom Jones. He has an incredible voice, and you can hear him here singing this country song made famous by Porter Wagoner and Bobby Bear, and also by Tom Jones himself in the 1960s. This song is called The Green, Green Grass of Home.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look And there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me. And then I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For you see, there's a God, and there is a sad old padre. Arm in arm, we'll walk at daybreak. Then I will touch the green, green grass. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Tom Jones singing The Green, Green Grass of Home. You can watch the entire Tiny Desk concert with Tom Jones at our website, npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. There are artists that I know are filled with talent, that I have great admiration for, and have massive amount of fans, but still never fully won me over. Tom Jones is one of those artists, and so is our next band, U2. I was wondering if you have any ideas about why you like the artists you like. If so, go to our blog, npr.org/allsongs, and click the link to our blog and give us your thoughts. The new U2 album's a great record. The sound, the ideas, the talent, the band, they're all in fine form. It was 2004 since the last studio record by U2. This new record started out as a project with producer Rick Rubin, though that material is not part of the CD called No Line on the Horizon. Daniel Lanois and Brian Eno later took up production and became part of the songwriting process. Steve Lillywhite joined. He also worked on some of the mixing of the record. He's produced U2 records in the past. This is a high-energy record from U2, and this is the opening track. The title track is called No Line on the Horizon.
Yeah!
No Line on the Horizon. It's a song and the new CD by U2, and it comes out this week. Don't forget to write on our blog and tell us why you like what you like. Another production by Daniel Lanois comes out this March. It's music by Rocco De Luca and The Burden. So we filled this show with people that made a name for themselves because of the way they sing. Leonard Cohen, Anthony, Tom Jones, Bono. And I find the voice of Rocco De Luca simply compelling, and oddly, somewhere between Anthony and Bono. Give a listen to this song from the CD called Mercy. The song is called The Painting.
Your eyes complete the sentence, the finishing painting. Staring at me now, your heart, it covers the country and disarms our money. It's bleeding for us now.
Monster.
the music of Rocco De Luca and The Burden from a CD called Mercy. Rocco De Luca will be at the South by Southwest Music Festival, and I hope to hear them perform there. We'll be at the Austin Music Festival with our coverage beginning Wednesday, the 18th of March. On next Monday's All Songs Considered, producer Robin Hilton, editor Stephen Thompson, and monitor mix blogger Carrie Brownstein and I will get together and talk about the 1,000 or so songs we've been listening to as we prep for the South by Southwest Music Festival. Our coverage will include a live premiere of the new album by the Decemberists called The Hazards of Love, plus music by the Avett Brothers, Heartless Bastards, Kanon, Blitz and Trapper, and so much more. Follow us on Facebook at Bob Boylan, B-O-B-B-O-I-L-E-N, and Twitter, All Songs, that's one word, All Songs. We end our show now with the music of Dan Deacon. The Baltimore artist has an inspiring new record that's about to be released. You can hear that entire album before it comes out online as part of our First Listen series. Go to npr.org/firstlisten and listen to Dan Deacon, which includes this song called Of the Mountains. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.